Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
If you're heading to Centre Parks this summer, if you're looking to stay in a two-bed cabin in Longford, this is around mid-July, it'll cost you €3,098. You can go to Centre Parks in Devon. That same two-bed cabin in mid-July will cost you €2,000. So there's €1,000 differential. And you might ask, well, why is that? Colin McKinley, who's their chief executive of Centre Parks, was talking to our business editor, Joe Lynham, about this earlier this morning.
The starting point would be less than €500. And then depending on the size and quality of the accommodation, it would move up from there.
Yeah, I had a look on your websites in the UK and in Ireland, and there seems to be a major price difference. It costs €3,098 for a two-bed lodge in Longford for a week in mid-July. The same facility in the UK is around just under €2,000. That's €1,000 difference for a week in similar facilities. Why are Irish customers paying so much more?
Well, these are very different markets, Joe, that we operate in. They have different dynamics. And the prices that we charge are really based on the overall, in part, the overall cost structure that we have in different markets, and also the demand that we have across the village. Our village here in Ireland is full every single day of the week. Our occupancy is over 99%. Our level of repeat business is already over 60%. That's higher than we have actually in other markets that we operate in.
I get that Irish wages can be more expensive sometimes, and I can even get that Irish insurance can cost a bit, but there does seem to be a 50% difference in prices, which I'm not sure can be accounted for by what you get in Longford.
Well, it depends when you come as well. So you can't really make direct comparisons, to be honest. The school holiday times are different. There is different types of accommodation as well that is reflected in Ireland. There's different sizes of accommodation as well.
So that's the Centre Park CEO, Colin McKinley, with our business editor here, Joe Lynham, a little bit earlier today. Our own Kieran Cuddihy is with me in studio. Kieran, you've been to Centre Parks.
Oh, I'm still not right for it. £9 for a pancake would have been a Nutella.
You'll never get over the pancake.
I don't think I ever will. I think somebody could, I think, put it on my headstone. A little engraving of that pancake and the cost of it. It's incredible, right? And for people who don't know, you've wound me up, Andrea, by starting with the pancakes.
Go on.
So it's like those American pancakes, the kind of the fluffier ones. It's not like a crepe. Mm. So you go into the pancake house and you get this. You get one of them. They're basically the things that you get when you go to the supermarket and the packets of six for the kids. And then a little snap-off thing of Nutella. Now, I understand markups in restaurants, right? Mm. But what do they operate at? About 300, 350% maybe a markup so that you can, you know, you can drop a steak, you can burn a steak and you can sell a steak and you won't be in the red.
It's a sneaky pancake.
But there's no way on God's green earth there was €2.50 input costs for Centre Parks when it comes to that pancake. A few cent input costs. That's about 1,000% markup. Like, it was absolute price gouging. That's all that is.
Yeah.
They've got a captive audience. It was for the kids. I didn't eat it.
Yeah. They ate it. They enjoyed it.
They did enjoy it. But I mean, if he had served it on a dirty shovel out in the back garden,
my
kids would have eaten it and they would have enjoyed it. I'm not sure that's the metric I'd be using.
No,
so there's absolutely, like, they absolutely gouge you in some areas.
The accommodation, the two-bed accommodation that Joe mentioned there with their CEO, like, It is quite a differential of €1,000, and it's €1,000 we're talking about.
Yeah,
for the
there
same
is.
Cabin.
And look, he talked about, what did he say? Insurance, wage
staff
costs.
Wages. Yeah, different markets.
Economies of scale is a big thing as well. I mean, we're a smaller country with a smaller population. So the economy is a scale logic that applies to a degree to the UK, but certainly to the continent. It doesn't apply to Ireland. That drives up the cost of lots of different things. Now, the most interesting thing your man said there was that they're full all the time.
Yeah.
Like, we love this in Ireland.
Not only are they full at 99%, they have a 60% repeat business.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Will you go back?
It's like,
there you go.
Centre Parks is great. I haven't given out about all my the pancake, that off my chest. It actually is great. The kids love it. Like, there's a kind of a window in which, if your kids are kind of an age, that it is an ideal place to go. Now, it is expensive, but it is brilliant. And there's ways, I guess, of reducing the cost. You don't have to pay €9 for the pancakes.
Bring
Buy something else. Bring your own pancakes. But I think it is interesting. I mean, there's this kind of area that once a price gets to a certain point, we love to give out about it and it's a disgrace and we're being ripped off and everything like that. But there's this kind of Rubicon where it gets cost prohibitive. And once it doesn't get into that, it's fine. Mm. It's at the price of a pint. We love to give out about it while we're drinking the pint. We give out about the price of Centre Parks, yet, as in your man said, and as you repeated there, 60% of people go back to Centre Parks.
Yeah, 99% demand full with the number of people that are going there. He did say they have a different offering, like the prices do start from €500. You don't need to stay in the €3,000. You know, that's obviously the high quality two bed cabin. You can stay in the lower quality.
And I'm sure, and I know people who go there, they'll say, you know, bring a bit of food or whatever with you, or you can get takeaways in the town up the road and you have to collect them at the gate. There's all sorts of ways of reducing the price. I mean, you are paying for the experience of the whole thing, so there's going to be a bit of a premium on it. You're a captive audience once you're there to a degree. I mean, you can leave. You're not literally a captive.
Yeah.
It does feel like that sometimes. But you can leave, but you tend not to. So you eat the rubbish food and you pay through the nose for it, and they know you're going to do it, which is why they keep charging you. But there's an interesting overlap in all of this, right, with something that everybody was talking about yesterday, which is the passenger cap at Dublin Airport. So one of the arguments against lifting the passenger cap is to do with aviation emissions.
Yeah.
And you'd have all these people, and I'm sure you had them, and they text in saying, Andrea, we all need to stop flying abroad so often, maybe once a year, no more than that. You can make that argument until the cows come home. It will have no bearing on what people do if it is 50% cheaper to do the same Centre Park holiday in Devon or in Belgium or in the Netherlands as it is to go to Longford.
Katie Mack from the Opinions Matter podcast is with us here as well, Kieran. Like, with the price, does it put you off? Would you go?
Oh, look at the weather. Hi, Andrea.
How
look
are
at
you?
The weather. Look out
I
the
know,
window.
It's not great today, now, Katie, but
I mean, like, I just think, I know €3,000 you're paying for one of the nicer cabins, but just to put it into context, €3,000 would get you a 2-week cruise, drinks package included, with your partner. Like,
leave the kids at home.
You go see different parts of the world. Like, even with the kids, it's you throw the bit extra on and you've 2 weeks seeing different parts of the world. Guaranteed good weather, guaranteed good food. I just could not. Now, my mother-in-law, because I was saying I would love to try it, I would, but I just can't justify that €3,000 for a week. What is it? 2 adults and 2 children.
A two-bed cabin. No, there's an offering of €500 as well. That's obviously, if you want the premium.
Even €500, you get a week in Spain for that. I just could not. My mother-in-law got us for Christmas in last year a voucher for Centre Parks, because I said I'd love to go, but I wouldn't. Yeah, and it's a decent voucher, so we will do it.
Oh, brilliant.
And I'm sure the experience is going to be great. I've heard amazing things about it. But €3,000, when you think you could be on a Caribbean cruise, you know, all you can eat, all you can drink, seeing beautiful parts of the world and not stuck in the perimeters of, you know, the resort the whole time, eating, as Karen said, you know, crappy food. Like, £9 for a crepe. Like, rip off Ireland.
Yeah.
But now, the only thing I'll say is, in Ireland, you look at the hotels compared to other parts of the world, we do have, I know it's like we say rip off Ireland, but our hotels, I think, are a cut above the rest of Europe. They are. Our hotels, at the standard of Irish hotels, I think, are far superior to anywhere I've ever been. But you pay for it.
Yeah, you do get good quality. And I have to say, you do get great service as well. But it's just, I suppose, the fact that it is more expensive to holiday here than, Katie, in some cases.
Yeah, and like as I said, imagine you had an off now to Centre Parks today with kids, and that €3,000, that's before you even add on the likes of the cycling or the activities or any of that. That's before food, that's before anything. That's just your stay. Like €3,000 for a week and probably sitting in because it's going to be raining. I just can't. It's just insane to me. It really is.
It's just the bed, Kieran.
Pardon?
It's just the bed, really, then, the €3,000.
Well, and access to the swimming pool.
Okay.
Now, that actually is a huge part of it.
Yeah.
So if you go there, you're going to, like, it's absolutely right to say that you've got to add on all of this cost for the extra activities. You're not doing the morning, noon and night. The activity you do most of is swimming.
And that's free.
And that's absolutely free. Yeah, and good. Even in the bad weather, I found myself now, I'm like a spokesperson for Centre Parks. Even in the terrible weather, our tropical zone or whatever they like to call it, is a great value. Kids absolutely love it. Like I say, you will have a ball as a parent. There's enough slides and things to keep you entertained and shops on site and all of that type of stuff.
Siobhan O'Neill White from mams.ie is with us as well, Katie and Kieran. Siobhan, like, are we a family friendly country to holiday?
No, not really. And you do have to look, like Katie was saying, you do have to look for specific hotels that have activities, that have good packages, that are actually family friendly. There's a few around the place that are really, really good. So, you know, you do have to do your research before you book into them, because some hotels don't have a lot of amenities for kids. But a lot of hotels have started to cop on, like they have, you can hire bikes now and you can go off cycling and you can do, actually a lot of hotels have their own little pancake machine, so you can make it yourself in the morning and not die at the cost of paying €9 for a pancake. And that was one of the big complaints that we had on mams.ie. People complained about those pancakes so often. But then
I never
what
knew
happened
pancakes
was,
could be so controversial.
I tell it, honestly, when Kieran said it, I thought, well, that was my opener now. That's gone.
Really?
But you know what's happened? The reaction to that, people were so annoyed. They love that there's somewhere in Ireland they can go. They love the pool. They love the activities. But they absolutely go nuts at all the extra charges. And then the pancakes, obviously, it was the straw that broke the camel's back. So people are now doing a big shop on their way up and bringing a lot of food with them. And this, it blows my mind. There has been an air fryer influx into Centre Parks, Ireland. People are bringing their air fryers.
Oh, are they?
They're bringing their frozen chips. They're bringing their sausages. And they're cooking their breakfast. And they're cooking maybe their breakfast and their lunch. They're doing two meals in the cabin where they're staying.
Yeah.
So they're doing that now because it is so expensive. And I have to say, there's a place in Spain called Cambrils. And we've gone 3 times as a family in the last 10 years because it's... It's right beside Port Aventura. It's in Reyes. It's really sunny. It's really warm. And the last time we went, it was €1,000 for a week. And I have 4 children.
For the whole lot of you, Siobhan.
And we stayed in a three bedroom bungalow. And we had like 4 pools. There's football, basketball, every activity. And you know what else we had? Sunshine. And you know what else we had? We had a bottle of wine for €7 in the evening time.
The whole lot adds up.
When you add it all up like that, but I do, you know, this year we are going to be doing some little mini breaks at home, and there are some good hotels, like Four Seasons in Carlingford is good, the Bracken Court in Balbriggan is good. You want to go somewhere that has activities and, you know, train nearby, or you can hire bikes and stuff like that. So, or the Pillow in Ashbourne is right beside Emerald Park. So go somewhere like that. But the thing with Centre Parks in Ireland is they have a monopoly. There's only one of them. And now I say other places are starting to cop on to that. So at the moment, it still has a bit of a novelty. And I think that's why it's doing so well. But personally, I would paddle to the UK to spend £1,000 less on the same accommodation. And when the guy was saying you can't really compare, why can't you compare the same size accommodation for the same week in the year? How is that not an exact comparison? It is an exact comparison. Yeah. So that argument was actually null and void.
I would say this, just to pick up on a point Siobhan makes, like the... One of the values of Centre Park's presence in the Irish market, I think, has been that it's the thing that's caused a lot of those hotels to up their game. So the hotels that Siobhan mentions, Amber Springs in Wexford, the New Park in Kilkenny, Castle Ross, which we love down in Killarney, all of these hotels kind of realised that, you know, you had this kind of one-stop shop in the Midlands that people were kind of attracted by. And it was partially maybe a kind of a thing born of COVID as well. But you do have much more offerings out there. So don't blindly just hand over the money to Centre Parks.
Kira's with us as well. Kira, I believe you're heading to Centre Park soon. Have I got Kira? How are you?
Good, good.
When are you off?
We're August. Yeah, August. So we're right in the prime cost, I suppose you'd say. Yeah. So we're so restricted with holidays because we have a child with autism. So... You know, it kind of ticks all the boxes. We don't have to fly. It's very safe. There's no traffic driving around. They're all the positives. Obviously, like the cost is a huge factor. I mean, we try and go when it's quieter, but you know, essentially it's a bigger family thing. So, you know, we have to kind of compromise. So we're going with August anyway. Hopefully it won't be too busy.
Yeah.
I booked a spa treatment for my sister as a surprise for her birthday.
I hope she's not
listening. So I went on to add the booking and I added myself, of course, as well.
Why wouldn't you?
And Yeah, and so obviously it's you know, the average price for a spa treatment in, I suppose, a five star, it's 120 for a spa treatment. But what I didn't realise was it's an extra 65 to access the swimming pool and the sauna. And so I booked the treatment not realising that I actually have to go in and separately book, you know, to access other services.
So it's not the general pool, they've a difference of a spa pool, have they, Ciara?
Yeah, yeah. So,
and that's €65 for the two of you to access that.
Yeah, like I've been to Paris Court, I've been to, you know, the top spas in the country. I've never been asked for extra, which I was a bit put out. I believe, like, I really was a bit annoyed about that. I've taken on the extra cost because we obviously are going in August and because it suits our family arrangement and we, you know, it ticks all the boxes, as I said.
Yeah.
But I just think these little things, you know, that kind of left a bad taste in my mouth. I really didn't think that's necessary.
So it's €120 for a treatment each. So €240 for the treatments.
Exactly.
For the two treatments. Yep. And then an additional €65 to use the pool and sauna per person after.
Perfect.
Yeah, and look, I can understand you're after coming out of this probably lovely hot stone hour-long massage, Ciara, and it's been amazing. And the last thing you want is heading into this communal pool with children.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want the relaxing pool.
Oh, exactly. Well, look, I mean, the pool is fantastic there. It does, listen, as I said, we're going back. This is our second time going back because he had an absolute, my son
enjoyed
loved it.
Good.
And we're able to relax. We can bring our own food because he doesn't eat in the restaurants. He wouldn't be able to sit down and eat. So we bring our own food. It caters for a lot of families that cannot fly off to Cambria like that woman before you. Like, I can't fly with him. So this is really our only option. I've tried different hotels down in Wexford, some of the names that Ciara mentioned there, and they don't compare. And unfortunately, the price tag that comes with Centre Park, I'm willing to pay for him because he had such a good time.
Yeah, well, there
and
is,
I think that's
you can't put a price in that, Ciara. That's
no,
you know. And
but then on the other hand, I think €65 for extra.
I know
to
I
access
know.
A swimming pool and a sauna after you've paid €120 top price for a treatment. Mm. I think it's just left a bad taste in my mouth about the place. Yeah.
It's interesting text from a listener who says, I've been to Centre Parks four times. We love it. We're going back again this summer. Some of your contributors aren't adding in the flights, the airport parking, the transfers, the cost of eating in the airport as well. Centre Parks is absolutely brilliant. Another texter says, holiday options for families are around, but it needs hotels to do the legwork to really make the experience. Just look at Amber Springs Hotel in Goree, as was mentioned, for example. It was great for my 4 and my 2-year-old because they invested in decent play areas and experiences for children rather than providing an adult-centric place and entertaining your kids 100% is up to you as the parent. Another listener, I was in Dubrovnik recently. I paid $18.95 for a toasted sandwich. Carmel says, we tried to buy a voucher online for Centre Parks. The only way I could get it was by post, and to guarantee it's safe delivery, I was going to have to pay an extra $12.50. They don't email it to you. Listener says, you can go to Centre Parks without staying. Okay, sorry, can you go to Centre Parks without staying there? Mosley, back in the day, you could get day passes. It was great. Bulk of the country within 90 minutes of Longford. I don't know the answer to that. Listener says as well, yeah, when a contributor uses the phrase rip off Ireland, it should be compulsory in the presenter to ask them how much they earn. Minimum wage in Ireland is around twice that of Spain or Portugal. Too many people want Irish wages and then foreign prices. And this listener is asking, is Ciaran still banging on about those pancakes? He certainly is. He'll be back to talk more about them at 4 o'clock this afternoon as well. Ciaran, Katie, Siobhan, Ciara, thanks a million for joining us. Ciara, enjoy your trip to Centre Parks in August. Lunchtime live at newstalk.com. As always, that's the email address if you want to get in touch with us.
Lunchtime live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on Newstalk.
On the under $3 menu at McDonald's, a McChicken is $1.50. Because when you're craving a McChicken, you deserve a McChicken. And now that McChicken is just $1.50 with McValue.
Limit time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.